Good morning, KKIQ. Jay Alexander with the music. We move along on a Tuesday morning. Have some information on that earthquake we had overnight for you in just a few minutes. I think just about everybody felt it. In fact, I woke up in preparation for it. Here's Fireball. KKIQ, that's Firefall, staying with it. And what is this, about 11 minutes past 6 o'clock. If you felt something during the night go bump and didn't know what it was a moderate earthquake, as they say, in the San Francisco Bay Area, about 4.1. That happened at 2:45, and about 2:57 there was an aftershock of 2.7, which I didn't feel that. But for some strange reason, I woke up probably maybe a minute or 2 minutes before it happened. KKIQ, and a good morning, 6:09. Jay Alexander with the music on this Thursday, the day before Friday the 13th. By some trick, some fate, we had to put up another two of them this year. Here's Daryl Hall. KKIQ, one of the best things in my life, and on my list of things that really give me a lot of pleasure is your kiss. 6:12, well, quite a compliment. Checking what happened in NBA action yesterday. Warriors beat Utah 107-105. That's what everybody was predicting. And Denver beat Los Angeles 123-114. San Diego was nipped by Washington 115-103. And Warriors have the night off. They'll take on Dallas Friday night at the Oakland Coliseum. And I guess that's it. We had some soccer results yesterday. The Fog played. I'll have to find out what happened with them. The Q-tips, the Q points out that the new consumer information catalog is now available, which lists over 200 helpful publications. It's been written for you, and a free copy can be had by just writing to Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. That's Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Until 8, Furniture on Main.
Well, I'm almost sorry I remembered that the Fog played yesterday because they lost. The Wichita beat them 7-3. That was a home contest for San Francisco, too. And they have the night off. Tonight it'll be Philadelphia at Baltimore, Hartford takes on New York, and Buffalo at Phoenix. Well, that's the way it goes. We have some other soccer results from the English League and the Scottish League, which I have not sorted out. Maybe I will a little bit later on this morning. It's 6:15. Elvis. KKIQ with the Five Satins in the Still of the Night. I actually expected in the little bridge there with the harmony that someone come out and do a little monologue. One of those deep voice guys is, "Yes, darling," and do you a little spiel about how matters of the heart are hard. 6:20, we're going to check out our valley weather here in just a couple of minutes.
There's only one national day.
16, one of the leading causes of happiness in America.
There's something on sale for you at K Jewelers at Stone Ridge Center. Valley weather, chance of showers throughout the day, turning cool and breezy tomorrow. High today, 55, low tonight, dropping to 49. Winds will be light and variable throughout the day. Currently under mostly cloudy skies, 45 degrees at KKIQ. KKIQ, 6:29, as you roll out the door this morning, grab that raincoat or umbrella. You probably need it on and off throughout the day. Music with Earth, Wind, and Fire on Stereo 102. Only a couple of minutes away from an update on sports with Mutual and Tony Roberts here on KKIQ. Here's Hart. It's 6:35 and time to update sports. Well, it's 6:40. kind of a wet Thursday morning, and congratulations to Dave Dano, one of our winners in the Dolly Parton 9 to 5 contest. You too have a chance later this morning to win her album, and maybe the disc jockey of your choice to work for you 9 to 5. Keep listening. KKIQ 647, Cool in the Gang, and celebrate. And we're inviting you to listen Sunday night at 9 o'clock for the album feature of the week. And this week, it's James Taylor. Dads love his work. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Dad loves his work. That's the way it goes. It comes out completely different if you put the S in the wrong place. Well, at 647, we have cloudy skies and more music with Gordon Lightfoot here. If you could read my mind.
You could read.
KKIQ. That was his first big one, wasn't it? If you could read my mind. 651. If you're traveling, highway conditions are pretty good. All the passes are open, but they have had snowfall, and you'll have to carry chains for all mountain highways. Watch out for fog as well. 17 is open. The 88 Carson Pass is open. West Shore Tahoe is open on 89. 395 is open. Echo Summit at 50 is open. 80 Donner Summit is open. And there is a high wind warning down south. If you're taking 5, watch out, especially going over the Grapevine. They expect very high winds. And there's been a caution in the last 48 hours for any large vehicles or campers, that kind of thing. We're going to check out our valley weather here in just a moment.
Inflation and high
in Pleasanton.
Valley weather, chance of showers through the day, off and on. High today, 55. Low tonight, 45. Winds light and variable. Currently under cloudy skies. We've got 45 degrees at KKIQ. It's 7 a.m. KKIQ, Livermore, Pleasanton. Good morning, 7:08. Jay Alexander with you on Stereo 102. I got you Eddie Rabbit, and I love a rainy night.
Well, I love a rainy night.
KKIQ, and congratulations to Bob Bloom, who happens to be a draftsman and won yesterday in our 9-to-5 contest. He picked Carol Kalin to possibly become a draftsman for the day, and he could be a big winner. You, too, have a chance. All you have to do is be sure to give us a call, and our number is 443-1017. When you hear us playing Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, if you're the first caller who gets through, you'll be the winner of an album, and also stand a chance to win a disc jockey of your choice to do your job, or you could be paid a day's salary, whichever you'd like. If money is more important to you, if you're into these monetary things, I can understand. The Q points out a connection, or rather, connection is a confidential and private friend. A connection. This is going to go right down the tubes. We'll do that later. By the way, in NBA action, Warriors came out on top over Utah, 107-105. So Don Bowers is happy. He came in with a big smile on his face this morning. Probably have details on that with our local sports report on the half hour, about 7:32. Also, Los Angeles was a loser. Denver walked over L.A., 123-114. And Washington topped San Diego, 115-103. Highway conditions are pretty good. All the roads are open, but do carry the chains if you're going through the mountain areas. Watch out for fog as well. Those are a couple of cautions. We may have some shower activity today, which will keep pavements wet. And let's try our PSA again. The Q points out Connection, a confidential and private friend who is ready to help you 24 hours a day, now needs new listeners. And if you'd like to help, call Connection about more information on their training program. The phone number, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 449-1199. That's 449-1199.
Dealer for details.
We had one step for you.
714, KKIQ. This is Bruce Springsteen, who does not want to fade away. Oh, what a sad song. It goes back to about 1963, 61. I can't remember exactly. It's Skeeter Davis and the End of the World. 721, KKIQ. Valley weather, chance of showers through today, and cool and breezy tomorrow. High today, 55. Low tonight, 45. Winds will be light and variable. Currently, under mostly cloudy skies, we've got 46 degrees at KKIQ. KKIQ, 727. It's a Thursday morning. How you doing? This is Climax, Precious Few. Boy, this show really clicks, doesn't it? It's 7:30. Thank you, Don. That Warrior victory was a little closer than most people predicted, right?
Yes. An exciting game. I wish I had seen it.
That's it.
I just told you what happened. You want me to recap it for you?
Well, no. I just looked a little closer than they had called. I guess it was 6.5 points. Jimmy the Greek said.
Well, see, now I can tell already that you find those points more interesting than I do. I throw the points out the window, basically, because what would Jimmy the Greek have said about Joe Hassett coming on and scoring 3 3-point plays and, 3 months ago, the Dallas Mavericks let him go at the beginning of the season, and nobody thought he'd be selling insurance somewhere. So Jimmy the Greek just does have no effect on what I say at all.
Yeah. Okay, well, I can understand your point of view. I just thought it was a little close. I wondered why, it was such a battle for the Warriors over Utah.
Well, they have some excellent scoring threats, Utah does. And the Warriors have played traditionally bad against Utah for some reason.
That's one of those things. Okay, well, thanks, Don. We'll be checking in another half hour and recap all the local news for you and sports. 7:34, and I've got you Grover Washington Jr. and just the two of us. 7:38, KKIQ, Jay Alexander with you. Gold prices are down again. In fact, they keep going down. And the man who should know everything about that is Dave Greiner. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Jay. As a matter of fact, gold is down in London. It got down to $454 an ounce this morning. Presently in New York, it's a little above that, however. It's up $2.30 from yesterday's close. It's trading at $461 an ounce. And silver's up a little bit, too, up 3 cents at 11:46. In London, it was about 25 cents under this. So maybe there's a little resurgence going on in the precious metals today. As you know, the London market closed about 6 hours before the New York markets do. And as far as the market's concerned, the equities market, that is, the market averages are well above their they're just slightly above their closing levels yesterday. However, the gaining issues do outnumber losers on both major exchanges. A half hour into the day at 7:30, we find the Dow 30 Industrials up a half point at the 972 mark. The 20 Transportation Stock Index is down a point and a quarter. However, this comes on the heels of an 8.5 point gain in yesterday's activity, so that's not really very significant so far. The 15 Utility Stock Index is down about a quarter of a point. Big board volume to the present time is 9 million shares with the tape 2 minutes behind floor transactions. 573 big board issues have moved higher in trading thus far. 443 have given up ground and 450 are unchanged. On the American board, 200 issues have posted gains in trading so far. 120 indicate losses and 140 show no change volume there. 1 million shares. New York Stock Exchange's most active issues list is topped by United Technologies, formerly Pratt Whitney Aircraft, United Aircraft, and finally United Technologies after a result of a merger into a holding company a couple of years back. It's at 53 5/8, down 1/8, followed by Kmart trading at 18, up 1/8. First Pennsylvania Mortgage shares of beneficial interest show a quarter point gain at 1 3/4. LTV at 23.5 is up a quarter point. It is a major manufacturer of steel in this company, a country rather, owning Jones and Laughlin, and steels have been quite strong recently. And Sears at the bottom of the most active at 16 1/8 is up 1/8. That's the market picture for now. I'm David Greiner, stockbroker with Beckman and Company, 49 South Livermore Avenue in Livermore, wishing you a very pleasant morning.
Thank you very much, Dave. And I guess with gold prices falling the way they are, people with gold crowns can probably start smiling again without fear of being mugged.
I hope so, and you won't need to take and cover your left arm with tape when you walk on dark, deserted streets anymore to cover your watch up.
Okay, tomorrow morning, same time. Thank you, Dave.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to check out Libby Ferris's ski conditions. Well, actually, the conditions she reports on.
Libby, earring.
Scott Burnham, who is a fiberglass weaver, and I don't know exactly why he would be weaving fiberglass unless he's making fishing poles or something like that. But at any rate, Scott was a winner yesterday, and he thought Carol Kalin would make an excellent weaver for the day. And she might be doing that. You have a chance to win Dolly Parton 9-to-5 LP. Keep listening later on this morning for your chance to call in and win. And you could also get yourself this jockey of your choice to come in and do your slave labor. KKIQ. It's 7:48 Thursday morning. Still a chance of some showers throughout the day. And covering all the weather forecast information for you in a few minutes. James Taylor, J.D. Souther. her town too.
It used to be your town.
KKIQ, you'll find pavements are starting to dry up. There's still some snow up in the mountain areas. Roads are open, all the passes are open, but do carry change with you because they've had additional snowfall and expect more. And watch out for some fog, too, as you drive along.
Dublin.
Valley weather, chance of intermittent showers throughout the day, turning cool and breezy tomorrow. It's cool already. High today, 55. Low tonight, 45. Winds will be light and variable throughout the day. Currently under cloudy skies, 46 degrees at KKIQ. Beg your pardon. Here's Styx. It's 8 o'clock. This is KKIQ, Livermore, Pleasanton.
To the illustrious J. Alexander.
Illustrious?
I had to think of an adjective there to spice up the morning.
Oh, okay. Illustrious, I guess, works as well as anything else.
Okay.
But
maybe try another one next time.
I haven't illustrated anything in a long time. Getting back to that Mediterranean fruit fly.
That's easy for you to say.
No, it isn't. That's one of those good news, bad news stories, the way it's been developing lately. Texas has just put a ban on California fruit.
Right.
They won't import any. But there is some good news on the horizon. There is a technique they've been using in Japan to irradiate fruit, and you expose them to some kind of rays, gamma rays or something like that, and that helps preserve the fruit and also kills off any bugs or whatever you got there. So they may adopt that because it's been banned by the FDA for many, many years, and the exhaustive tests have proved that there is no harm from that, so we may be doing that.
Well, that would be a good move, considering I saw also that Florida was considering banning our fruit if we don't take care of this problem in a hurry.
Right. And the other good news, bad news kind of thing is the fact that since there is a stymie on our market, we may find local prices on fruit and vegetables here in California come down.
Yes. That's rough on the farmers, but I guess consumers will bear the weight.
Yeah, and if you want to follow that good bad story even further, if prices drop too much, the farmers won't even be interested in harvesting it, and then there will be a shortage. Do you want any more?
Carrying it to its illogical extreme, I see.
Yes, well, when you're illustrious, you have to do something. That's Barry Manilow. It's 8:11 KKIQ, J. Alexander with the music on this Thursday morning. And the Q points out, service-connected disabled vets can save time when they visit the VA Medical Center by using their priority card. Contact any VA office for more information. KKIQ with Terry Gibbs now, and somebody's knocking at my door.
Just like you, 'cause she can't fool around.
KKIQ, 8:18, not a bad-looking morning, starting to lighten up a little bit. That's what I always say, lighten up. KKIQ. Brian Hyland, that song's been done in lots. A lot of people have done that. Sealed with a Kiss, but I like he's the best. It's 8:21, and we're going to check out our weather here in just a moment.
Today, and remember, Connerly Ford and Livermore Mazda services what they sell.
Valley weather, chance of intermittent showers throughout the day, turning cool and breezy tomorrow. High today, 55. Low tonight, 45. Winds will be light and variable. Currently, under mostly cloudy skies, we could almost call it partly sunny at this point. Our temperature stands at 49 degrees at KKIQ. Sheena Easton, My Baby Takes the Morning Train, 8:25. A few minutes, we'll be updating local news and local sports. Don Bauer's putting together another edition. And I could find myself shortly trying to be a draftsman, something or other. What is that, a machine draftsman? And that was something that happened yesterday. Steve Jesperson of Livermore was a winner in our 9-to-5 contest. And Steve is a designer draftsman. I don't know if I could do his job, but at any rate, he said he'd like me to come and take a stab at it, I suppose, with my compass. At any rate, congratulations, Steve. And you, too, have a chance to win in our 9-to-5 contest. All you have to do is be the first caller at 443-1017. When you hear us playing Dolly Parton's 9-to-5, you win the LP and a chance at your favorite disc jockey to do your job 9-to-5. Now, speaking of jobs, I'm going to unravel the witchy woman with the Eagles just ahead of news time here on KKIQ.
Jay Alexander.
You're going to say something clever? And, it's best just to leave it at Jay Alexander. By the way, Don, it looks like another good ski weekend.
It does. And if we only had it off, we could be up there. But we don't, or I don't, so I won't.
Oh, well that's probably a good reason.
Let's talk about it for a while, though, just to...
Yeah, it might stir up some interest. The other thing I've been trying to do is find a soccer team to play with. I played in a men's independent soccer team back where I came from, which was Atascadero, and I haven't found a team up here. So I'm desperately looking for somebody who will take an aging 35-year-old man and let him kick the ball around a little bit. So
That shouldn't be too hard to find. Soccer is a very popular sport around here.
If you run into a team, let me know. Or if the team runs into you.
It'd have to be any certain age group?
Men's, 18 to about 40.
Okay.
And I think about 40 I'm going to be done with soccer. And then I'm going to start coaching it. Maybe I'll take on a youth team or something. But at any rate, keep your eyes and ears open, okay?
My eyes are open.
All right, we'll check back with you in about a half an hour, Don. And we've got more music right now as we bring on somebody to stop the rain. Neil Diamond, that's called Hello. It's 8:40, Thursday morning. The best way to fight, I ought to start out by saying, the Q points out, the best way to fight inflation is to join a carpool or van pool. It saves money, time, energy, and gives you peace of mind. And all you have to do is call Rides for Bay Area Commuters at 861-POOL. That's Rides for Bay Area Commuters, 861-POOL. Thank you, Carol. Carol could become an engineer. Dave Dana was a winner yesterday in our 9-to-5 contest. And Dave is some kind of an engineer. It doesn't say what kind of, because there are so many, all the way from train to finance engineer. Reminds me of the stock market report in the morning. But Carol Kalin was the guy that, or gal rather, that Dave thought would probably fit very well in that 9-to-5 slot. So, good luck, Dave. Maybe you could teach her a few things, huh? How to slide with your rule. KKIQ, Simon and Garfunkel and the Boxer. You know, all the talk about a Beatles reunion, and of course there are those that would like to see a Monty Python reunion because they aren't really doing anything together. They're all off on their separate ways. But I would like to see another Simon and Garfunkel reunion. They only got together once since they broke up, and that was for My Little Town, which they sang 3 or 4 years back. I'd like to really see them get back together again because they're just, I thought, put some real good music together. If you think the same way, maybe we can start a fan club. Reunite Simon and Garfunkel. By the way, I understand that Paul Simon was just a little miffed when they gave the Grammy Awards because he thought he was going to come up with an award, and he missed out. And from what I heard, people said he looked obviously like he was just a little upset.
There's only one national...
See your Northern California Ford dealer today for a money-saving buy on a new Ford. Valley weather's calling for a chance of showers still through today. Partly cloudy skies. Highs 55. Temperatures tonight dropping to 45. Winds will be light and variable. Currently, with partly sunny conditions, we've got 53 degrees at KKIQ. KKIQ, and we're ready to talk your favorites. If you'd like a particular song and you'd like me to play it, well, give me a call at 443-1017. Here's Jimmy Buffett. It's 9 a.m. KKIQ, Livermore, Pleasanton.
Back to Jay Alexander.
Thank you very much, Don. And the Joe Hassett story is really kind of interesting because you mentioned earlier that most people thought he was washed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you just never really can underestimate the potential anybody has. So we look forward to more good things with him and the Golden State Warriors. Well, let's get back into more music here on KKIQ at 9:05 with Fleetwood Mac. Don't Stop. What Kind of Fool? Barbara Streisand, Barry Gibb. It's 9:13 KKIQ, and the Q points out that if you're concerned about your diet, Look at yourself in the mirror. Are you concerned? The Nutrition Line can answer your questions about food and health. Call the Heart Association in Oakland at 632-9606. At 632-9606. KKIQ, Joni Mitchell, free man or free person, depending on your point of view, in Paris. It's 9:20.
The minimum savings nationally. Regular prices vary in some markets.
Valley weather, partly cloudy, and still a chance of a shower through today, turning cooler and breezy tomorrow. High today, 55. Low tonight, 45. Winds light and variable. Currently, we're at our high temperature. We're going to have to revise this, I think, of 55 degrees and partly sunny skies at KKIQ. KKIQ, 927. Thursday morning, a little sunshine out there, looking pretty good. Okay, we've got ourselves a winner, and I think people are sitting right by their phones. It didn't take a second for Mr. Who is it? Matt Box, who is an auto mechanic and lives in San Ramon, to give us a call, and he was the first caller, which was kind of interesting because we have two lines that come in on 1017, and it was ringing just as I started the record. Someone was calling in for a request, and they realized it was a contest, so they hung up, and so the second call actually came in on 1-8. But was the first call for the contest. So that's how Matt squeaked through the door here. And as I mentioned, Matt is an auto mechanic, and he would like Carol Kalin to get greasy for a day. So Carol is getting real popular with these weird jobs. And congratulations, Matt will be getting a 9-to-5 Dolly Parton album and a chance to have Carol Kalin come down and get on the lube rack and tighten up all your loose things on your car and look under the hood and fill it with gas, I guess, and the whole works. Congratulations, Matt. And if you tried and didn't get through, keep trying. You have more opportunities today and tomorrow to be a winner here on Stereo 102.
While you see a chance, take it.
KKIQ 946, lovely Linda Ronstadt. KKIQ, now there's a gal that'd rather be on a Louisiana bayou than out on an African safari with the governor of California. It's 950, and we're going to be checking out our valley weather here in just a moment.
Mountain High Birds at Mountain House, 1987 A Santa Rita in Pleasanton. Go for it. Mount Reba Bear Valley and Mountain House, a winning combination.
Ski conditions, 6.5 at the top, 6.5 on the outside day lodge. All slopes are packed, mogul cutting going on. Five chairs are running. It's about 28 degrees, and winds are about 10 to 25 miles per hour at the top. Presently partly cloudy, and there's a chance of some snow showers this afternoon. I'm getting frustrated here. We have a garbage can, and I don't want to walk all the way to the other side of the studio, so I'm trying a few, you know, hook shots and bounce it off the wall into the trash can. I've not hit the trash can once yet. And Don Bowers can do it. I've seen him sit in here and do it over his shoulder with his back to the garbage can. And I can't do it. I have to work on that. We were going to check our valley weather. Let's do that right now. Partly cloudy. Still a chance, slight chance of a shower today. Turning cool and breezy for tomorrow. High today, 58. Low tonight, 45. Winds will be light and variable. Currently, under partly sunny conditions, our temperature stands at 58 degrees. Is that correct? 58 degrees at KKIQ.
You're precious to me.
Phil Seymour on KKIQ 956. The Q Point South, California State University Hayward, is offering its free volunteer income tax assistance program through April 15th. With the center nearest you, call Cal State Hayward at 881-3724, 881-3724.
You thought you couldn't afford a top-quality waterbed? Come into Lazy Bay Waterbeds and let us prove you...
I don't care what they think about me.
KKIQ. That's a good song there from Smokey Robinson. And that's going to wrap it up for yours truly. Carol Kalin's a little ill this morning. Don Bowers will be coming in. It's 10 o'clock. KKIQ, Livermore, Pleasanton.